黄浦区2018届高三英语二模试卷八，第一卷。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. What would you like for dessert? I think I'll have apple pie and ice cream.
The chocolate cake looks great, but I have to watch my weight. You go ahead and get yours.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place?
I wonder if Sue will be here by 5 o'clock.
Her husband said she left home at 4:30. She should be here at 5:10 and 5:15 at the latest.
Question. What time did Sue leave home?
I'm here for my 4 o'clock appointment with the dentist, but it seems that I arrived ahead of time.
That's okay. I will let Dr. Smith know you've arrived.
Question. What is the most probable relationship between the two speakers?
Do we have to get the opera tickets online?
Certainly. Tickets at the door are usually sold at a higher price.
Question. What does the man imply?
5. Ms. Jones, your student Bill shows great enthusiasm for musical instruments in the exhibition.
That may be true, but I only wish he showed half as much for his English lessons.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation about Bill?
How about joining me for a cup of coffee?
I'd love to, but I'm exhausted. I was up till 3 this morning, writing a paper for my literature class.
Question. Why does the man decline the woman's invitation?
What do you think of the car I just bought?
Well, it seems to run well, but I think it needs a new paint job.
Question. What does the woman think about the car?
Have you seen the movie The Departed? The story was so complicated that I really got lost.
Yeah, I felt the same. But after I saw it a second time, I could put all the pieces together.
Question. How did the two speakers find the movie?
Mother's Day is round the corner, and I'm looking for a gift for my mother. Any suggestions?
Well, you have to tell me something about your mother first. Also, what's your budget?
Question. What does the woman want the man to do?
Have you seen Kate today? She must have been joking when she said she was going to escape from school.
Don't be so sure. She told me that she was not going to get up until 9 a.m.
Question. What does the man mean about Kate?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear several longer conversations and short passages, and you will be asked several questions on each of the conversations and the passages. The conversations and the passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
A great day, isn't it?
I guess so, but I feel awful because I watched TV until after midnight last night.
After midnight? Did you watch so late because you were bored? I usually watch TV only if I have nothing better to do.
Bored? No, I was upset because I left my meal tickets in the cafeteria.
That is worth more than $50. So did watching TV make you feel better?
A bit, but after I turned the TV off, I just disliked myself for wasting so much time.
I've had that feeling before.
I had intended to watch just one programme, but somehow I couldn't make myself switch off the TV.
Actually, I've read that there's a scientific explanation for that. It seems that there's a part of the brain that processes complex information, but that part becomes less active when people are watching TV.
That's certainly how I felt last night, like my brain wasn't very active.
That's not the worst of it. If you watch TV a lot or for a long time, that part of the brain, the part that processes complex information, shows lowered activity and you become more and more passive.
That's incredible.
Next time you feel upset, you should go swimming. That's what I do. And it always makes me feel better.
I suppose. Now I've got to go to the cafeteria and get some more meal tickets.
Now listen again, please. A great day, isn't it?
I guess so, but I feel awful because I watched TV until after midnight last night.
After midnight? Did you watch so late because you were bored? I usually watch TV only if I have nothing better to do.
Bored? No, I was upset because I left my meal tickets in the cafeteria.
That is worth more than $50. So did watching TV make you feel better?
A bit, but after I turned the TV off, I just disliked myself for wasting so much time.
I've had that feeling before.
I had intended to watch just one programme, but somehow I couldn't make myself switch off the TV.
Actually, I've read that there's a scientific explanation for that. It seems that there's a part of the brain that processes complex information, but that part becomes less active when people are watching TV.
That's certainly how I felt last night, like my brain wasn't very active.
That's not the worst of it. If you watch TV a lot or for a long time, that part of the brain, the part that processes complex information, shows lowered activity and you become more and more passive.
That's incredible.
Next time you feel upset, you should go swimming. That's what I do. And it always makes me feel better.
I suppose. Now I've got to go to the cafeteria and get some more meal tickets.
11. Why did the man feel upset? Why did the man dislike himself after watching TV until midnight? 13. According to the woman, what happens to the brain while watching TV?
14 through 17 are based on the following dialogue.
Hi, I am going door to door tonight to tell people about the Student Action Union. Do you have a few minutes?
Sure. You know, I think I read something in the newspaper last week.
Yeah, there was an article about us since the last issue. See, we're trying to protect some of the open spaces on campus.
That's right. You are the group that is opposing the extension of the parking lot next to Smith Hall, right?
That's us. We just feel it is important to save some of the natural beauty of the campus, like those precious trees. Some of those are hundreds of years old.
It is a pretty place. My friends and I had picnics over there.
Then you understand how we feel. We are organising a meeting on Thursday afternoon to get the administration to reconsider the parking lot plan.
Well, I have a class on Thursday afternoon.
But maybe you could sign your name on this paper. We're going to show the administration how the students feel about this.
Sure. Let me get a pen and I'll sign it.
I have a pen right here. And let me leave you this handout about the Student Action Union. Maybe you could come to some of our meetings. We get together once a month.
Yeah, I'd like to know more about your group. Let me know when the next meeting is and I'll try to be there. Now, listen again, please.
Hi, I am going door to door tonight to tell people about the Student Action Union. Do you have a few minutes?
Sure. You know, I think I read something in the newspaper last week.
Yeah, there was an article about us since the last issue. See, we're trying to protect some of the open spaces on campus.
That's right. You are the group that is opposing the extension of the parking lot next to Smith Hall, right?
That's us. We just feel it is important to save some of the natural beauty of the campus, like those precious trees. Some of those are hundreds of years old.
It is a pretty place. My friends and I had picnics over there.
Then you understand how we feel. We are organising a meeting on Thursday afternoon to get the administration to reconsider the parking lot plan.
Well, I have a class on Thursday afternoon.
But maybe you could sign your name on this paper. We're going to show the administration how the students feel about this.
Sure. Let me get a pen and I'll sign it.
I have a pen right here. And let me leave you this handout about the Student Action Union. Maybe you could come to some of our meetings. We get together once a month.
Yeah, I'd like to know more about your group. Let me know when the next meeting is and I'll try to be there. 14. Where did the woman first learn about the Student Action Union? Fifteen. What is the Student Action Union trying to do? 16. What will the woman most probably do on Thursday afternoon? 17. What does the woman agree to do?
18 through 20 are based on the following passage.
There are between 3,000 and 6,000 public languages in the world, and we must add approximately 6 billion private languages, since each one of us necessarily has one. Considering these facts, the possibilities for breakdowns in communication seem infinite in number. However, we do communicate successfully from time to time. And we do learn to speak languages, but learning to speak languages seems to be a very mysterious process. For a long time, people thought that we learned a language only by imitation and association. For example, a baby touches a hot pot and starts to cry. The mother says, "Hot, hot," and the baby, when it stops crying, imitates the mother and says, "Hot, hot." However, Noam Chomsky, a famous expert in language, pointed out that although children do learn some words by imitation and association, they also combine words to make meaningful sentences in ways that are unique, unlearned, and creative. Because young children can make sentences they have never heard before, Chomsky suggested that human infants are born with the ability to learn language. Chomsky meant that underneath all the differences between public and private languages, there is a universal language mechanism that makes it possible for us as infants to learn any language in the world. But it does not really explain how children come to use language in particular ways.
Now listen again, please.
There are between 3,000 and 6,000 public languages in the world, and we must add approximately 6 billion private languages, since each one of us necessarily has one. Considering these facts, the possibilities for breakdowns in communication seem infinite in number. However, We do communicate successfully from time to time. And we do learn to speak languages. But learning to speak languages seems to be a very mysterious process. For a long time, people thought that we learned a language only by imitation and association. For example, a baby touches a hot pot and starts to cry. The mother says, "Hot, hot," and the baby, when it stops crying, imitates the mother and says, "Hot, hot." However, Noam Chomsky, a famous expert in language, pointed out that although children do learn some words by imitation and association, they also combine words to make meaningful sentences in ways that are unique, unlearned, and creative. Because young children can make sentences they have never heard before, Chomsky suggested that human infants are born with the ability to learn language. Chomsky meant that underneath all the differences between public and private languages, there is a universal language mechanism that makes it possible for us as infants to learn any language in the world. But it does not really explain how children come to use language in particular ways.
18. Why does the speaker say there are great possibilities for communication breakdowns? (19) What is Chomsky's point on the ability to learn a language? (20) According to the speaker, what does Chomsky's theory fail to explain? That's the end of listening.